Good morning.
All right. If you'd like to pray for me, I would be more than happy to have you pray.
Let us not skip this step.
Amen.
All right, let's pray for Danny. If you can put your hands out towards him. Father, we thank you for Danny and for the pillar he is in our body. We thank you for his reverence towards your sacrament, your blood, and your flesh. And thank you for the teaching that he's going to give us today. May we receive wholeheartedly. May we hear the truth, and your truth will set us free. And we ask that you will help us just embrace what you give us, and truly flourish because of today, because of this community, because of you. And bless Danny, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Some of you have probably already gathered that today's service is about the Eucharist, about communion. And most of you have been, actually all of you, have been at this church when we've done communion, and I'm the one that's leading it. You know my preclusion to weeping, because this means a lot to me. Therefore, I have brought my hanky. I come prepared. Now, I'm going to try not to cry. However, if I do, please extend grace to me on that. I will get back to speaking as quickly as I can. I will note, at one time, when I was administering communion, it took about 10 minutes. I'm praying that it does not take that long at any point today. So this message is regarding the Holy Sacrament, the holy ordinance of communion, the Eucharist. Now, all of us have partaken in communion at this church and are aware that we hold this to be a sacrament, that we hold this to be a central point of worship. This month, September, is our Sabbath month. We're focusing on different pieces of worship services. This is one of them. Next week is intercessory prayer. We've got Family Sunday. We've got First Fruit Sundays. These things, do you realize that if we just did that one thing, nothing else, you will have met with the Lord. Church will have been fulfilled. The point of the church will have been fulfilled. I literally considered cutting everything out. Literally just having the Eucharist and having people come in, sit, examine, take the Eucharist, and go home. I considered that. I'm not going to say that that might not happen sometime in the future. It's a possibility. But today, you actually get a homily. Now, we do have the elements of communion. We've got the bread, signifying the body, unleavened bread. And we've got the wine, signifying the blood of the covenant. We utilize unleavened bread and wine in our elements. There are reasons for this. I'm not going to get into all of them. Most of them hold that, well, Jesus said, do this, take this, remember me. It's one of those things that he said it, we do it. We leave it unchanged. We're not adding a bunch of stuff to it. We're not changing stuff. If there are people who have issues with the wine, we understand that. However, we as a church hold that we want to honor the one who set forth this specific sacrament in the way it was set forth. The elders, when we were Disciples Church, sat down and wrote a position paper on this. The elders of FWC have sat and gone over that, and we still concur with what the elders of Disciples Church stated. Now, if you need a position paper, we've got those available. You can see Janet. She's got them over here. She actually printed them out for you, if you want them. For those of you who lead small groups, which may be large groups at some point, and you would like to utilize communion in your small groups or your large groups, She also has a paper regarding what is expected when you're going to serve communion. So part of what we do is we have to prepare the elements. I was in here earlier this morning. Janet had brought the wine and the bread. I went in, got this stuff set up, started breaking apart the bread, started pouring the wine. As I'm doing that, I'm praying over the elements. I'm praying that these will be a pathway, that these will bring the congregants and the communicants to our Savior, that they will be a way to communicate, a way to embrace, a way to engage Christ. I'm praying for you guys, the communicants, that you will embrace, you will engage, you will communicate with our Savior during this time. So then I bring them over, I set them up, and it looks pretty much like normal. You guys have seen this hundreds of times, probably, maybe more. When I walk out, I'm going to leave you people in Zoom for a moment. When I walk out, and you see me place my hands on the elements like this, what I'm doing is I'm actually praying over these elements, and I'm making them sacramental at that point. I am asking the Lord to make them holy. I am putting those aside. They are now set aside for Jesus. Not until I do that are they set aside. When I do that, they are now intentionally set apart for the Lord. So, that's why we are very cognizant of when we're administering, that we're not dropping the wine, we're not spilling the bread, we're not tearing it up. When we are done with this, we actually finish the elements. They don't get thrown away. They don't get put in the trash. Because at that point, they are holy. And we believe that it would be irreverent to dispose of something that's holy in a common way of just throwing it away. So that is what I have to say about the elements. Now, that was probably the easiest and hardest part of the entire sermon. So, who are we? Who are we as Christians? Who are we as people? Genesis 3 says we're sinful. Remember that little thing when Adam and Eve? God says, okay, go on. I'm going to make another way. But until then, we're separate. We can't be together. Okay, bunch of pain, bunch of frustration, bunch of hurt. God gathers unto himself a bunch of people. They call them Jews. Gives them a bunch of rules. You guys want to read Leviticus sometime? It can be boring, but it can also be exciting. It can be very interesting. There's a bunch of rules in there, especially the early chapters on sacrifices. Guilt sacrifices, sin sacrifices, offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offerings. Now, particularly on the guilt and sin offerings, one of the big things was, well, you got to bring a sheep or a goat. By the way, it has to be your best. It can't be blemished. Now think about that for an agricultural herding society. This is your livelihood. This is how you live. Not literally, not only in how you make money in exchange, but this is actually what you eat and what you sell, like wool, milk, etc., things like that. So you have sin, you have guilt. You can approach me if you bring this to the priest. They blood. Now you can come to me. Now you can talk to me. Separate. Big time. Appropriately so. God, perfect. Us, way not perfect. So, there is this idea that it's going to cost you something. You want to talk to me? I'll let you talk to me. Or I'll let somebody else talk to me on your behalf. But it's going to cost you. Because I can't have you in my presence. I can't be around you. Because you're not perfect. You're not in that state anymore. So, God says, he'd been working on this obviously a long time prior, but this is going to be a verse that all of you can probably quote. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Later on, John 10:10, Jesus says, I came to give life, and to give life abundantly. As I was prepping, don't know even how I wound up here, but I found it kind of fortuitous. Wound up in Mark 14. And this speaks to what I just read. Again, the high priest asked, "Are you the one Christ? Or are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" I am. Huge statement. That, in and of itself, should move us. I look out at this group, and I see Christians. Therefore, I know that that has moved us. At some point in your life, in our life, we recognized that Jesus was the Christ. That he is the Son of God. That he came to save us from our sin and to reconcile us to him. So, as we move into the Last Supper, we're seeing this through different eyes. We see this not just as a story and Jesus going, here's some bread, take it. Or here's some wine, drink it. We're seeing this as what it was, that Jesus is going, this is going to cost me. It's not going to cost you anymore. It's going to cost me. I'm good with that. But do this in remembrance of me. Remember what I've laid down. Remember what it cost me. Remember that I have reconciled you to me. Therefore, it is not your old life, it is your new life that you're remembering. There's an idea when we come to the Eucharist, and I am as guilty of it as anyone, that we come before the table and we go, oh God, I'm a sinner. Lord, boom, 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 boom. I can beat myself up like the best of you. Trust me. Because I am human like the rest of you. I sin like the rest of you. My thought life sucks like the rest of you. I get it. But it is not solely that we remember our sins. Because we are not bound to the sins anymore. We are not slaves to sin. We are not slaves to our old life. We now live in a new life. We have peace. We have joy. We have love. We've got excitement for our Lord. It's a time of remembrance of what was, but more so, what is and what will come. I'm remembering to understand what will be. I'm remembering to understand why I'm sanctified now. I'm remembering that, man, I was rebellious. I'm still rebellious. I'm less rebellious, but I'm still rebellious, and there's grace. Praise God. Now, as I mentioned many times, I will cry when I'm either administering or even talking about communion. Most of the time, it's not tears of sorrow. They really are tears of joy and awe, because something has triggered inside of me. The Lord has moved in some way that has brought me to a new or refreshed understanding or a feeling of touch. It's like, I just kind of touched his robe as he walked through. And it's like, that was Jesus. There is something about this that resets everything. That I can walk away from this, not walk away from it, I can walk away after this going, wow, I just met with my God. I just met with the person who died for me and paid for me. It's about understanding our life is not what was. It is understanding about what our life is and what our life will be because of what was and what did happen. Janet, would you like to get the kids? Again, I had mentioned earlier that I'm going to be reading a few things out of The Earnest Communicant. This is a prayer, and this is a prayer of preparation for this. I actually need to take these off because I can't read it with my glasses on. I know, weird. Almighty God, who hast had such compassion on a world of sinners, that thou hast sent thy dear son to redeem it. Grant that I may be a rich partaker of all those blessings which he has purchased for me. I thank thee for the many means of grace which thou hast provided, and above all for the sacred feast to which I have this day been invited. Lord, forgive my past unworthy communions, my neglect of preparation, my want of faith and earnestness and love. Oh, pardon the guilt of my holiest service. Thou knowest how mixed they have been with sin, and how sadly imperfect even the best of them are in thy sight. There has been no lack of grace, O Lord, on thy part. All the lack has been on mine. Thou hast been all strength, but I have been all weakness. With thee, there has been all fullness, but with me all emptiness. Thou hast been ready to give, but I have been slow to receive. Warm now, I beseech thee, this cold heart of mine. Revive, O Lord, thy work within me. Put new life into my soul. Be pleased to make this approaching communion one of rich blessing to me. Reveal thyself more fully to my soul. Draw near to me and make me taste that thou art gracious. Bless my preparation for the coming ordinance. Enable me to examine my heart in thy sight. Assist me in my holy meditations. Give me strength to carry out any good resolutions I may form. Pour out upon me a spirit of prayer. May I be honest with myself and earnest with thee. Give me largely of thy Holy Spirit to convince me thoroughly of my sins, to show me the fullness and preciousness of Christ, and to make me holier in heart and life. Oh, that this may be unto me a time of blessing, a season of refreshing from the Lord. Hear me, O my God, in thy great mercy, and graciously bestow on me all that I have asked for and all that I need for the sake of Jesus Christ, my ever-blessed Savior. What I'm going to ask now is, the worship team is going to come back up. I ask that you would take time to prepare yourself to come to the Lord's table. When you are ready, come up. Adam and Daniel are going to be administering communion or serving communion. Come up to them. Take the bread. Take the wine. Go back to your seat. Hold the elements. We will partake together. You can take whatever posture you and the Lord deem appropriate. Be it sitting, be it standing, be it kneeling, be it flat on your face. But that's between you and God. Don't put off what the Lord has asked you to do. Prepare yourself. We will partake together. I will have another prayer to read before we actually partake. So hold on to the elements. Heavenly Father, hear me as I draw near to thee on this morning of thy own day, and make it a day of a special blessing to my soul. Pardon my past misspent Sabbaths. Pardon me for so little valuing thy holy ordinances. And now that I am invited to thy house and to thy table, bestow on me a large measure of thy grace. Prepare my heart for the sacred feast. Fill me with love, joy, and peace. Put away from me everything that would draw off my attention from that solemn service. Grant that my whole heart be fixed on Christ. Give me to feel my nearness to him. Increase my faith. May the Holy Spirit produce in me a composed, calm, and devout frame. Blessed Jesus, I wish to know thee and to love thee more. Oh, then make thyself known to me this day in the breaking of bread. So manifest thyself to me and to my fellow worshipers that we may have a happy experience that thou art in the midst of us. May it be to us a time of near and close communion with thee and with each other. O thou who art the bread of life, feed our souls. Meet us in that feast which thou in thy mercy hast spread. May our hearts rejoice whilst we receive the tokens of thy dying love. May we feel thy power as we've never felt it before. Do thou open the door of our hearts and come in and dwell there. May we have today some little foretaste of that unspeakable joy which we hope for when we shall sit down to the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven. O Lord Jesus, bring us to thy banqueting house, and may thou thy banner over us be love. Amen. So, whatever position the Lord has given you, take eat the bread. Remember Christ who is broken for you. Take the cup and remember that this blood was shed for you because he wanted a new covenant with us.
Heavenly Father, I desire to thank thee for all the many mercies which thou hast showered down upon me on this holy day. I acknowledge that there has been much, very much amiss in me, and I shrink to think how disposed my mind has been to wander, how cold my affections were, and how little I was touched by the solemn service in which I engaged. My God, pardon whatever was not right before thee. All I do is mixed with sin, but I offer every sacrifice unto thee in the name of Christ alone. I bless thee through him for whatever thy Holy Spirit enabled me to do in any measure rightly, and I plead his merit, not only to atone for all my former transgressions, but also for my defects and failure at this holy feast even. Lord, if I have not felt as much of thy presence and power in this ordinance as I hope to feel, yet I still pray that a blessing may have rested on my soul, and that I may not, and that I may not have drawn near to thee altogether in vain. O Christ, thou hast on this day treated me as thy guest. Thou hast given me thy own body and blood to be my spiritual food. Lord, evermore, feed my hungry soul. Number me among thy true children. Oh, that I may ever remember that my vows are upon me, and may I walk from day to day as becomes a child of God and as heir of heaven. May I now go forth into my duties more humble and more devoted, more watchful against my spiritual enemies, and more determined to give up all for him who gave up his life for me. Dwell in me, O my Savior, and having tasted of the heavenly gift, may I never again hunger and thirst after things of this world. Lord, bless me and my fellow communicants. Hearken to the prayers which we have offered up this day, and be graciously pleased to accept them, not for any worthiness of ours, but only through the merits and intercession of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Go in new life.